Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
What we have guesting wise today, Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two. He always joins us on Fridays, talks about Alabama and college football. Always good to have him. Nothing wrong with talking Alabama there. It's only the best program in America. So pretty smart to acknowledge it and study it and talk about it here on the show, which we do. And hour number three, Brad checks in from Vegas. Brad would be Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. Handicapping and all of your questions. We can talk college football. We can look into the future a little bit. Or you can ask him about college basketball games, betting-wise, because once football is done, college football is done. Now, he still is in the NFL with what's left with the championship games, plural. But he will talk about and study and concentrate on basketball betting, college basketball, and the NBA. So if you have any questions, hour number three for Brad, 615-844-5600. And Twitter, at Bill is King. You can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. We've talked a bit. We have talked extensively about the capitulation at Tennessee. It's an interesting study for everybody. Study it up. Take mental copious notes. Because you don't want this happening to you and your school. Whichever school you love, whichever school you passionately pull for, you do not want this happening. Capitulation. Tennessee fires their head coach, Jeremy Pruitt, after 3 years. Year three was a disaster. And they're running their AD off, too. Don't misunderstand. Philip Fulmer's not just voluntarily for the betterment of the cause, and also he's old, just stepping down. You got to go. They're paying him off, too. Yeah, Fulmer's getting, for some reason, $37.5K a month for 3 years through 23 to go away again. Yeah, to go away again. And it's very messy. It's very messy up there. Having said all of that and chronicled it honestly and factually for everybody, Tennessee on Thursday had a pretty remarkable announcement. They already have their new AD. Danny White, very highly celebrated AD at UCF, and a member of the famous White family, is moving to Rocky Top. That's a big hire. Now, I'm not saying it fixes football. Football's got a long, long road ahead of it. But this was a big-name hire. Danny White. His dad, Kevin, is the AD at Duke, former AD at Notre Dame. He just announced his retirement. His brother, Brian, is at FAU. His brother, Mike, is the basketball coach at Florida. His sister is in the SMU athletic department in the administration. It's a very well-known family. And Danny has a really nice resume. This was a hire, a big name hire for them. So despite all the capitulation that has been, again, well chronicled on the show, this was a excellent hire for Tennessee. Done rapidly. I'm sure they were probably scheming this, and scheming doesn't mean negative, before the Monday announcement that Jeremy Pruitt and others had been unhired and Fulmer was also leaving. I'm sure that had been discussed. I'm sure they were feeling things out prior, which is the smart way to be going about business. But again, I'll use the word excellent hire for Tennessee. Can't spin it any other way. That was a very good hire for them. Now, here's where the rumors begin. Now, you know the Cosby Cattleman for years has called this show, and almost every time he calls, almost every time, he brings up Kiffin. He loves Lane Kiffin. If Lane Kiffin called the Cosby Cattleman today and said, "Would you marry me?" he'd say yes. Kiffin is the savior. Kiffin is everything. Even though he broke everybody's heart a little over 10 years ago, right after the 09 season when he bailed in the middle of the night to go to Southern Cal, many Vol fans, including the Cosby Cattleman, most Vol fans still love Kiffin, even despite the way things happen. They do. And here is the popular rumor. Now, again, rumor. I'm not saying there's any fact to this at all. And I will also tell you this. I purposely did not check on this yesterday because I like the rumor. Yeah, I'm going to let the rumor rule right now. Whether it's true or totally baseless does not matter. I'm going to let it roll. We're going to have fun with it. Again, it might mean zero. It could very well be without any merit, but there's this connection because, again, his brother, Danny White, that would be his brother, Brian, is the AD at FAU, where maybe Kip was before taking the Ole Miss job. There is a White family connection with Lane Kiffin. And that's what's got everybody buzzing right now. I will reiterate, and I'll probably say this 10 trillion times. It could just be a rumor that's funny. It may not have any legs at all. But it's got everybody's chirping over this right now. Would that not be absolutely comical if, and I just say if, he came back home? Even though Rocky Top's not really home, he was there a year. He and Layla and the young kids. He even named one of his kids Knox. Yes, Knox, as in Knoxville. Although he left Knoxville to go back to Southern California. Doesn't really matter. Wow. This one's going to be fun whether it's true or not. I'm going to let the rumor I'm going to let the rumor marinate in the pot a little bit. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey. Bill, what about bringing Frosty to Rocky Top. Because Danny White was, he's been at various places. Heck, he hired Coach Leipold to Buffalo, which was an excellent hire. Lance Leipold. You've got the UCF connection. Jim's bringing up Frosty at Nebraska. You've got the UCF connection with Danny White because that's where he was as AD. So would I've had a few of you ask me, Jim, just now, would he bring Frosty? First of all, Frosty's dream job is Nebraska. Now, it's not going well there at all. 3 years and nothing to show for it. He's not leaving Nebraska for Rocky Top, and I don't think that's a target for them. But no, he's I don't think there's anything to that. His dream, you got to remember, his home is Nebraska. Everybody's got their favorite home, right? Everybody's got their thoughts as to what is truly my home. Where do I feel most comfortable? He's a Nebraska guy. He's not leaving Nebraska for Rocky Top, nor do I think they're trying to get him. If he can't win at Nebraska, which is not the same job it was in the 90s or 80s or 70s, do you think he's going to take Tennessee from a tougher, much tougher league, the SEC, and flip them during a period of, I'll say it again, capitulation? Whoever takes that job has got to understand it's a long, I mean a long road back to respectability. Because despite all this talk about Danny White, which was a very good hire, and the rumors about Lane Kiffin, which may or may not be true, capitulation is still there. The problems have not gone away with all the good news. The good news is the good news, but it hasn't fixed any of the capitulation yet. They don't even know what's coming down the road with the NCAA at all. So, long way to go. Rock Westfall Bill, did Judas Fulmer call St. Cut to put the good word in for White? And one last backdoor play. I don't know. If you remember Monday when they had the press conference and Fulmer was sitting there just totally defeated. And you know what was also interesting? We've talked about that press conference. Everybody, like in a monotone, robotic way, other than Dondi Plowman. I thought she did pretty good. But reading prepared statements, can you not sit up there and talk extemporaneously about what's going on? I mean, if that were me, I would not have a sheet of paper out there to read. I would sit up there and I'd give you the lowdown, whatever it was. Here's the capitulation at Tennessee. But when they asked Fulmer, there were so many awkward moments, mainly when Fulmer would be asked a question. And the question, one of them, to Fulmer about, hey, Phillip, would you or will you help with the AD search? And it looked like, again, he'd seen a ghost. And there was a awkward pause, and then he said something like, yeah, if they want me to, if Dondi wants me to. It was so awkward. And then they asked him about Pruitt's recruiting and assembling the roster, and he made something up about how it was going good. God, I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. I guess that's the reason why you don't want him talking extemporaneously. Because the way he handled the questions, where it wasn't off the sheet, where he could answer off the sheet, he didn't do very well. I guess I just answered my question. Didn't do well at all. It was embarrassing how bad it was up there. Coach Marshall, Bill, baby Kiff coming back. I'm just waking up to this. Oh, it's a big rumor right now. I don't know if there's any basis, but I said it early here when we just got started a few minutes ago. I'm going to milk this rumor. If it's totally baseless, which it may be, we're milking this one. Yeah, we're going to have fun with this one. If it never had any legs to stand on, it does not matter. We're playing this one. Yeah, I have no idea what Danny White's thinking as far as who he'd like to be targeting as the coach. He's got his list. Jim says, Bill, I'm listening from the beautiful Jersey Turnpike. I like it. And I see the picture, Jim, and there's not a big traffic jam there. That's good, too. Rock Westfold, I know we need to break. We need to break. Rock Westfold has just made me do something. He keeps calling former Judas. So from now on, it's most of the time we're going to call him Judas. It's a good idea. Yeah, that's a very good idea. It may not be every time, but if we refer to Judas only, like Judas did this, Judas did that, you know what it means. It means former, in case you're translating. We'll take the first break. Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two. Brad Powers, top of hour number three. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're still working this crash out here in the Hermitage area. It's got traffic pretty slow go. It's very foggy out here, too, to add that to the equation here on 40 westbound. It's going to be right near Old Hickory Boulevard coming in from Wilson County. Traffic's really heavy right here now with this fog and this accident. Be careful. I-40 westbound here at OHB in the Hermitage area as we look live at this accident. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Princess Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
And now, Childress Collision Center is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Childress Collision Center. Family-owned and operated, Childress Collision Center is backed by a century of combined experience. From a scratch to a dent to a full collision repair, trust Childress Collision Center. Stop by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. That's 615-266-4441. Childress Collision Center.
Listen up, football fans. I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs this weekend even more exciting for you. It's called a same-game parlay bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, a same-game parlay bet allows you to combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during, you know, this wildcard weekend, for example, all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you place a same-game parlay bet risk-free. That's right. You can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. And it's just one of the many ways to win on FanDuel. First of all, it's easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Now, if you haven't done so already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and you can use my promo code Franks at sign up.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Is the irony of all ironies, Cosby Cattleman, and his affinity for Baby Kiff, is that the most ironic part of this, quote, rumor? All the years of calling, bringing up Baby Kiff every time. That's a pretty, can you say ironic irony on the show? Does that work? Do those words work together? Coach Marshall, Bill, the problem is Ole Miss has more Miss Americas than Tennessee. Kiff is going to stay in Oxford. Just ask Ole Miss Evie. Yeah, you know the saying about Ole Miss, they redshirt Miss Americas. There's so many attractive co-eds down there, which is true. Which is true. If you're a red-blooded male and you visit Ole Miss, you won't go to a place with more attractive co-eds than Oxford, Mississippi. I'm just telling you. Don't question me on this. I'm not needing to debate you on this. It's true. I don't think that's why Baby Kiff would stay, though. Well, it might be. It's not like he's married, right? Yeah, Layla and Baby Kiff split up somewhere when he was in Southern Cal after the Tennessee job. I don't know, did Rocky Top separate them to begin with, and then it culminated out in La? I don't know. Very funny. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America down in Lake Placid, Florida. Bill, when did they begin construction on the Philip Fulmer statue next to that rock? I heard Florida was going to send a donation. Philip Fulmer has taken one of the best stretches in Tennessee football history. He was the head coach of. Won a natty, fair and square, and almost destroyed it. Twice now. Twice. I hope that the crowd that has said for, oh, I don't know how long, which I've refuted every time, Bill, they should have just never fired Fulmer in 08. I hope that crowd shuts up because that crowd's not right. That would not have fixed anything. Now, it might have stabilized all this mess a little bit better. But he was not going to win again. If you just gave him time, he was not about to turn the tables and win again at Tennessee. He had two losing seasons in his last 3 years. That's not a trend where I'm about to win. You got to also remember, Fulmer has no clothes on his back without Cutcliffe. And Cut had already left again. Remember, Cut came back to save the day, and he did save the day. Then he left to take the Duke job, and Tennessee went right in the tank. Immediately upon the announcement, the Vols went right in the proverbial metaphorical tank. Julia in Atlanta. So, Bill, Tennessee is the dude whose hot girlfriend betted an athlete and then took her back? Question mark. No one at Southern Cal wants him. UT should leave that one alone. Bama's new offensive coordinator is the guy that they want. O'Brien has done probation well. That's come up. Why not target Bill O'Brien? He's already had one of these. Now again, different circumstances. But Tennessee's program is a hot mess. You've got transfer portal announcements. Feels like every 5 seconds. Big names off that team, off that underachieving team in the transfer portal. Eric Gray's in there, recently announced. Henry To'o is in there. Those two players right there play for any team in America. If any of those two right there called my school, I'd be having a ticker tape parade. They're very good. They're very good. Those two can play for any team in America yesterday. Ty Chandler, another running back. He's already selected North Carolina. Jameer Johnson, an offensive lineman, who's got about 17 starts for them. He's in the portal. Wanye Morris, a former five-star tackle in recruiting out of Georgia, has already selected Oklahoma. I mean, this is going on every day for them. People are jumping off left and right. It's rats, well, metaphorically speaking, off the Titanic. Ball football, the Titanic. Doug DiBiase, Bill, based on how things have not gone well at Nebraska, if White tried to bring Frosty to Knoxville, Ball Twitter would have a nuclear meltdown part two. I would think you're right. I don't think anything would be going on there. First of all, I'm going to say it again. Frosty is home. Frosty's not looking for a beach. I know he's in Nebraska, and for some of you, that's not attractive. And Nebraska's not attractive like it was prior with Dr. Tom. But to him, that's his beach. To him, that's the beautiful blue ocean. To him, being able to look down a flat interstate where it's flat for the next 10 trillion miles in Nebraska, that's attractive to him. That's his home. So he's not looking, and Rocky Top's not his thing. Rock Westfall, Bill of Bulletin, Judas has just been named the Gordon Gekko Award winner for the best exemplifying motto that greed is good. Well, I mean, maybe so, but I'll side with Judas in this. If I've got a gig or you've got a gig and they run us out of town and they say, but here's $37,500 a month for the next 3 years, we're just paying you to get out of here. I think we'd all take it, wouldn't we? I mean, I don't think we'd donate it to the to Washington, D.C., whether it's Orange Man or the New Man, right? I don't think we'd do that. I'd take it. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, I don't know what anybody's talking about. It's freeze or bust. And Chadwell should be the backup plan. I don't think anything can go on with Hugh, baby, there. I had a buddy in high school, and he roomed with me 1 year in college. And his dad was named Hugh, and he called him Hugh, baby. And it was totally okay. Hugh, baby. Didn't call him Daddy, called him Hugh, baby. So I guess we'll just call Hugh. Is Hugh Freeze now Hugh, baby? Maybe so. Hey, so this dude's dad, and he went to private schools and everything, and I was never quite sure how, but this guy's dad, Hugh, baby, had like an RV, and he sold women's clothes out of the RV. If you went in the RV, in the back, you know, part behind where the driver's seat is and everything, there were racks and stuff. And there was also a pole where you could hang clothes, you know, on a clothes hanger. And it was all women's clothes. And I never knew what he did, but he traveled, and he sold clothes. This guy went to private schools the whole way. Had a nice house in Brentwood, had a pool in the back, had nice stuff. His mom, they were divorced, was named Georgia. It was Georgia and Hugh Baby. And they were, I think the mom's side, they were Cajun. But they were big LSU fans, actually. Although I don't think they ever lived down there. And, yeah, he lived, he roomed with me 1 year in college, too. But, yeah, sold women's clothes and always went to private schools, man. I always wondered, I mean, driving down the road in that RV, who are you selling women's clothes to? Women, are women going to buy clothes out of an RV in the back? Apparently they were. I'm not qualified. I don't know. Yeah, I can't tell you right now. Jeff down in the Birmingham. Jeff hasn't checked in a while. This Jeff. Now, again, we have a lot of Jeffs. Jeff down in Fultondale. Says, Bill, if the rumor of Mike Stoops to Texas with Stark is true, or with Sark, sorry, do you think that would be a good hire? No. No, I do not. When older brother Bobby Stoops brought him to Oklahoma, how did that work out? That was the beginning of the demise of Oklahoma on the defensive side of the ball until this last year when they actually, at least after the first few games, that defense corrected mightily. No, I don't think that's a good idea at all. Crazy Charlie, do we need a break right here? Where are we at?
Absolutely.
Just look.
Yeah, you're 6.5 minutes late. No more of that starting Monday.
I just looked up and couldn't remember.
You were
so
doing
much.
Good, man. I wasn't going to interrupt you. We'll rate that in starting next week, though.
Yeah, next week we're going to have like strict clocks because of... Because
somebody's clock management is poor?
No, not at all. Well, it's probably me. I go late, just like now. So... Anyways, yes, we will break. I am epic levels of late. Yes, that will have to stop next time we do a show. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still looking live at this crash out here in Hermitage on the interstate. It's got traffic slow on 40 westbound here at Old Hickory Boulevard. It's got all that traffic behind it coming in from Mount Julian, Wilson County, and just adding to the delay here. And the fog's not helping, that's for sure. It's extremely foggy out here in certain areas. Please use caution and common sense as it still runs slow here in Hermitage on the interstate, 40 westbound at OHB. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks March 27th. All the details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin and Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is one click on homedepot.com/bath. It's the Days of Doing winter bath event. Up to 40% off a wide selection of vanities, faucets, toilets, and more, plus free delivery of all online vanities. From bold new lighting to a fresh new shower, your new bath is closer than you think. The winter bath event, online now at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through March 28th, while supplies last.
Attention, concerned citizens.
Hey guys, Zach Williams here, and if you're tired of being called a boomer or don't understand why young kids are putting kale in everything,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
After all, this is America.
Then you need to join me on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Millennial Sports Mornings, and we can help you be just a little bit younger. Again, that's Millennial Sports Mornings, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I know you had trouble keeping up with that. Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Like I said, and like I want to reiterate, I don't have any idea if the baby Kiff rumors are valid. I have no idea. I purposely did not even do any research on it. I didn't call anybody. I didn't talk to anybody about it. I don't care. I just want the rumor to live. I'm just telling you where I'm at here with this whole baby Kiff thing in Tennessee. Far as I know, there's nothing to it. But I have not checked, I have not talked, because the rumor will lead when it comes to this topic. The rumor stays alive. It's funny. It's fun. So we're going to stick with it regardless. Coach's hot seat out on Lake Tahoe this morning. Bill, Mike White is not going to bring baby Kiff back to Rocky Top. He says, if we had to guess White's list for the Vols, it's these names. Luke Fickell, up in Cincinnati. Luke's done a very good job there. Now, the last time Tennessee hired somebody from Cincinnati was Butch Jones. Now, Luke and Butch are not similar, really, personality-wise. He says, Luke Fickell, Jamie Chadwell, Billy Napier, Bill Clark, Josh Heupel, and Lance Leipold. Lance Leipold was hired from Wisconsin Whitewater, where he won all kinds of championships, to Buffalo by Danny White. Danny White was at Buffalo before UCF as the AD. Danny White also hired Nate Oates, who was now at Alabama, but hired him to Buffalo. And, of course, now at Alabama, at least in January here, they look like they're the best basketball team in the league. No, I didn't mess that up with the football program. The basketball program in Alabama looks like the best team in the league right now. Interestingly enough, Bob up in Madisonville, KY. Welcome in, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Bill. I just talked to Bobby Petrino's agent, and he wants a job at Ole Miss, and he doesn't care if it's being a janitor. He just wants to go to Ole Miss.
I bet. Is he allowed to take his chopper down there, too?
He'll teach driver's head if he gets the chance down there. Hey, Tennessee needs to find a coach who can beat Kentucky. When Kentucky starts beating you in football, you got a problem.
That's a very valid point. Tennessee can't beat Kentucky right now in football, which is an issue. I saw something. I think the stat is even more damning. Since Kentucky hired Stoops, Tennessee's about to be on coach number four.
That's unbelievable. Kentucky basketball-wise, we need Norman Dale to come in and teach him how to throw a chest pass. Just fundamentals. Oh, it's terrible to watch.
Yeah, Kentucky basketball, and I go back to Joe B. Hull in the 70s, probably mid-70s with Kentucky basketball as a kid. It's probably the worst team to watch that I've ever seen at Kentucky.
I just like to see somebody throw a pass with two hands. They're terrible. They're just terrible to watch right now. Fundamentals they have. They've been superstars playing their game. Go get your points, and you don't have to do anything else all their lives. And you get five of those guys together, and they can't play team ball.
I know. No, I know. Hey, Bob, I probably already asked you this, but how did Bob is also a ref when it comes to football, high school football. How did the season end up?
We played state championships. Most schools played 7 to 10 games. Not a whole lot of fans, and everybody had a good time. We were able to pull it off.
Good. Yeah, good. Good to hear.
So – but y'all have a great day, man. Good talking to you, Bill.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it very much. We can take one more, Charlie says. Dave in Millersville, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Bill. I decided I was going to participate in this and bring you some sunshine on a day like this. I got to say, this hire Danny White is probably the smartest move that Tennessee's had in as far as the athletic director position or Andy's positions are real power in a while. I mean, looking back, we probably wronged to run off some of these people before their time came. I mean, you can even argue John Curry, Butch Jones. You can seriously make a case at this point for some of these people that we ran off. But we called this, didn't we? What, 2 years ago, we said it was going to be a coup. Well, I remember specifically pounding the table and saying this is going to be a coup. Bill Fulmer got in a guy he can kind of mold and make in his little paper tiger. But the problem is, I think just people didn't want to turn the keys over to Fulmer. He had the key in the ignition. Kevin Steele, he's my guy. And Kevin Steele starts struggling. Oh, now he can't get a chance to fire him. It seemed like he just set it up for a T for him. No pun intended there. I think they're probably going to fire T twice if they had the chance to. But you look at what's going on here. I read about what this job means to so many people, and there's so much tied up into it. And also there's the aspect of what's the NCAA going to do? You got bags of cash going around. You see that on the national program. We were a meme for about the better part of a week before inauguration, and Bernie Sanders show up. Tennessee just sent Bernie Sanders a Christmas card to keep their memes, I tell you that. But you got – this is a serious – reputation problem with the program, and the only way I see out of it is for Fulmer to pull one last trick. Alabama fans hate Phil Fulmer because he turned them in. If Fulmer can save the day here, he could turn in Georgia. Because let me tell you, Bill, it helps me sleep so much better at night. I unplug my CPAP some nights. I can just relax because I know that the last time a Georgia fan bought a new national championship highlight, it was on Betamax. I can at least take that with me. And all that resources, every possible advantage you could have in the SEC, no decent in-state rival, beautiful campus, within an hour's drive of Atlanta, and they haven't had anything to show for it since we were watching things on magnetic tape. Let me tell you. That's all I need some days. I have to remind myself, hey, there's a Dave and Roswell out there that's struggling just as bad as me, probably worse. So I take that with me. If we bring in Kiffin, I think it's just going to be more trouble. We're a mid-major. We're a team that coaches mid-major coaches.
Luke Fickell, if he gets the chance to come to Knoxville, he'll be on the first train to Columbus when he gets the chance. All these guys that we're talking about here, they're not going to stay around here long term. You were joking around about a home run hire, great recruiter. We just need a guy who's going to stay here. We just need a guy we can just wrap our arms around and make him just the king of Knoxville. That's what happened with Fulmer. That's how we won. We're trying so many times to replicate something that we can't. It's right in front of us. That's where I'm at right now, Bill King. You have a good weekend.
We'll take the break. I need to say nothing. Let's just take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still looking live at this crash out here in Hermitage on the interstate. It's got traffic slow on 40 westbound here at Old Hickory Boulevard. It's got all that traffic behind it coming in from Mount Julian, Wilson County, and just adding to the delay here. And the fog's not helping, that's for sure. It's extremely foggy out here in certain areas. Please use caution and common sense as it still runs slow here in Hermitage on the interstate 40 westbound at OHB. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks March 27th. All the details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The final four in the NFL on Sunday for the NFC and AFC championships. The Packers a 3.5-point favorite at home against the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay upset at +160 on the money line, over under 51.5 for the NFC title. In the AFC, the Bills at +145 on the money line for an upset win over the Chiefs. Buffalo a 3-point road underdog, over under 53.5. The long-awaited rematch between Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier is tomorrow, the main event of UFC 257. McGregor, the money line favorite, -330. Poirier at +260. Match 2 features lightweights Dan Hooker at -130 against Michael Chandler at +110. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out, because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Five-state forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Decreasing clouds, high 49. Clear tonight, low 26. Sunny tomorrow, high 48. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 33. Sunday, a chance of showers, high 55. Shower Sunday night as well. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Alan in Tampa. Bill, I think I'm going to open a traveling clothing store. Yeah, your bus is way bigger. This RV was not even half the size of your bus. Yeah, I was just talking. I had a buddy in high school, and then he roomed with me 1 year in college. And his dad, who he called Hugh Baby, and I don't even know why I thought of this morning. I guess because somebody brought up Hugh Freeze. Called him Hugh Baby, and they always had money, and he went to private schools, and they had a nice house and everything. And his job, I never asked questions, but It was an RV, and he had women's clothes in the back, and he traveled, and that's how he made his living. I never understood that. Now maybe I just don't get it. Maybe. Will says over in Arkansas, Bill, your friend's dad was probably a manufacturer's rep, wholesaler. Many use RVs, sell directly to the clothing stores. More money in that than owning a store or selling retail. I owned a clothing store in another life for about 10 years, Will says. So he'd know. Obviously, he knows a lot more than I would. Kevin, Bill, women's clothing out of an RV sounds sketchy as hell. I guess I can read this next sentence. Was that the Winnebago version of a Winnebago? Is it okay to say that? I think it is. This, my buddy now, he was jacked up. He probably 6 foot, about 210. Didn't lift weights a lot, but he's the kind of guy that if he went in the weight room, he'd throw around weights like he'd been doing it for 10 years. Everything came really easy to him. I'll tell you, and this guy also was crazy. High school senior year, and he went to another high school. It was the summer when you have summer two-a-days. Back then, you didn't have any of these rules. You had two-a-days, and they ran you in the dirt. And it was 100 degrees every day, right? He went out and drank a bunch of beer on a weekday, you know, in the morning, like 11, 12, 1 o'clock. Later that day, his school had a scrimmage. A scrimmage that they, the same scrimmage they have every summer with this team. He's running down the sideline. He's a tailback, and he did a few things. And all that beer started coming up. He's puking as he's running down the sideline out in the open field. It's all over his face mask. It's coming down his chest. It's all over the place. And he's giggling about it. This guy was a nut. And I don't know where I lost track of him. He showed up years later with his wife. You could tell this was not going to work, and a baby. We're in our early 20s. That's not the time to get married. And a couple of years later, I heard from somebody he was already divorced. But he brought the baby over in the wife to meet us all. And I just remember thinking, this has got zero chance. I don't know who this girl is, but I feel sorry for you. It ain't going to work out. Armageddon, welcome in.
Happy Friday, Bill.
What's that noise, Armageddon? It's this crackling noise.
I have no idea. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you.
All right. Bill, you know, I was thinking TB Tommy and Baby Kiff, you know, TB Tommy ought to pay him a visit now that he's got some time off. They ought to check things out in the Grove with all the lovely women down there.
I don't know if that's TB Tommy's thing, though. I think the strip club is more his kind of his scene.
Bill, you know, you've talked a lot about this leading into the playoffs and then during the playoffs. And what do you think the reason is why the God Squad has such a hard time recruiting skill position players with speed?
Well, there's a couple of angles here. They recruit pretty good players. I mean, they've got skill kids in the NFL, but they just don't have the numbers. And I don't know if they're targeting the wrong players or if you just can't match up with Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State. Now, I'll say this about Notre Dame. It's not like anybody else is matching up with them either.
It looks like, Bill, that Clark Lee got out of town just in time because I hear that do they have a 1-year ban or something?
No. Well, yes. There was news yesterday that they've been hit with probation. Three teams have been hit with probation over this recruitment of a defensive player, 5-star out of Seattle, and Notre Dame's one of them. But no, that's not going to inhibit them at all. And there's no ban or anything as far as bowls or postseason. There's some limitations in recruiting and stuff, but no, this won't hurt them at all.
Got a day off today, Bill. No business.
Have a good day, sir. Appreciate it.
You too.
Yeah, I don't know what that cracking is there, that noise. Oh, is it the window? Because it didn't say, okay. Jim up in Ramsey. Bill, ask Armageddon to estimate how much cash could fit in a McDonald's bag. You know what? I'm going to go to McDonald's. I don't know. Can I get there today? I don't know. Yeah, there's several McDonald's nearby. There's McDonald's nearby, everybody. And I'm going to look in there and estimate how much you could probably stack into a McDonald's bag. Now, what would that be? What would the typical, $20 bills in there? Probably so. How many 20s could you get in there? How much would that add up to in a bag? You got to be able to seal the bag, too, now. Not to the top where you can't seal it. Coming up, Kevin Hagan. Good friend. We'll talk Alabama with him and take a look into the future a little bit as well. Brad, hour number 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.